Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
S.O.S. He's saying kill me over and over. You ever see the video of this? No. Metallica one?
No.
12-12, Cellini D'Amino. It's the Fan, 680, 93.7 FM.
How much more than 5 minutes is this?
This is about 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
It just keeps going.
In case you don't know, that's what's happening here.
Darkness imprisoning me. All that I see, absolute horror.
Yeah, the end goes pretty hard.
I cannot live. I cannot die. It takes me back to college. Like my mother said, you were so nice, then you went away to college and you became an animal. I blame Metallica, among others. Anyway, it's the X-Platform question of the day. What's your favorite long song? 5+ minutes. Cellini D'Amino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Going to hear from Chipper Jones fixing some of the slumping Braves, how he would do it shortly. But the Braves also made a deal today, Chris. Luis Guillorme has been traded to the Angels of Anaheim.
Yeah.
Luke Williams is now the only infielder on the roster. You got David Fletcher, but I figured before we hear from Chipper, we'll take some calls. Your favorite Luis Guillorme moment in a Braves uniform. 3-for-20 with 3 RBIs, gone and probably forgotten.
I thought we got him to
Luis Guillorme
scout this Mets series this weekend, and now he's gone. He played for the Mets, everybody. You probably didn't even know that, but he was there for a number of years.
You know, he played second base a little bit, filled in aptly when Ozzie Albies went down, when he broke his toe.
We're done. That's nice. I hope he has success out there.
We don't know what they're getting in return, the Braves. All we know is Luis Guillorme has been traded to the Angels. Now, on to more important things.
I hope at some point he says, you know what I'm going to need all these guys to do? Hit until their hands bleed. Get in the cage. Let's go. Does he say that?
I don't think he says that, but he talked about a few things on with Chuck and Chernoff, the Hall of Famer, yesterday, including Jared Kelnick.
Swinging north does two things. It allows the ball to travel, and it automatically keeps you inside of the baseball. I feel like whenever Jared gets a little rotational where he tries to pull, he starts to hook balls. What we look for as hitters is we try and let the ball get deep, and we try and get backspin so that the ball carries out of the ballpark. Sometimes when we pull, and I was as guilty of this as anybody when I played, when I tried to pull the ball, I hooked the ball, which means I come out and around it, and the ball has top spin, which is the opposite of what we want. And I see a lot of that with Jared, and I think if I could get him to get the feel of swinging north and letting the ball travel and putting backspin on, he does it in batting practice, you know, quite often.
Is he down at the park still?
No, not.
When they're at home, he doesn't do that anymore?
Well, he's down when he wants to be. He's just not on. He's not punching a clock.
Yeah, after listening to this conversation, I certainly am in no position to tell the Hall of Famer what to do, but I would like to have him down there a lot, like as much as possible.
Right now, Cellini says, get your ass to the ballpark.
I mean, he's very helpful.
Yeah.
It sounds like it anyway.
Right.
If people are willing to listen to him.
Right.
I think they should. He's a Hall of Famer, after all.
Well, you know what I say? It's like the Hippocratic Oath. Do no harm.
Yeah.
He's looking to do no harm. As a matter of fact, he's trying to help. What I thought about Kelnick is, I didn't think he's aggressive enough, and I do say it was the strikeout numbers. I think you don't want to strike out more. You shorten up a little bit, but at some point, you got to drive the baseball. Like, you can't go 70-something games as an outfielder without hitting a home run.
No, you can't.
That's incredibly impossible, it seems.
Unless you're like a utility outfielder.
Yeah, but
as an everyday outfielder,
24 years old,
well, right.
You're supposed to run into home runs.
As an everyday outfielder, that's not supposed to happen. So there's Chipper talking about Kelnick. Here's Chipper Jones talking about what Ronald Acuña Jr.
Yeah. He also said, swing like you're going to knock down the center field wall. That was the other part. That's when you know that you're going well.
Here's Chipper on what Ronald Acuña Jr. needs to do.
He's long to the baseball right now. I was talking to Sites yesterday, and I go, he just looks, his bat looks slow to me. And he's, you know, he, instead of getting into his load where he cocks his bat and goes straight to the baseball, he's coming, what I was talking about earlier about Kelenic, coming out and around, which makes him long to the baseball, which makes him in the worst possible spot we are as hitters, meaning behind the fastball and ahead of the breaking ball. And you saw it last night. He did get a base hit, but it was a swinging bunt down the third baseline on an off-speed pitch that he was out in front of. And he's just he's a little long. He's starting to swing back behind instead of being short, quick to the ball. And consequently, whenever you have a long swing and a slow swing, you have to start earlier, which means your chase rate and your strikeouts are going to go way, way up. And that's what you're seeing with Ronald Acuña right now. So we just got to shorten him up, just get him to center the baseball to the north, and you'll see him take off.
That's slumping for dummies right there. Why would a guy go into a slump, a guy who's this talented? Well, because he's got a mechanical problem. And he just gave you, here's what happens on a fastball, here's what happens on a curveball. And those are the two that you really got to learn how to hit in this game. Ronald did it a lot last year, and it's just not working right now.
If you missed the Chipper Jones interview, it's up at 680thefan.com and the Fan app, which is absolutely free, where you can also hear Braves baseball. Now, let's move on to Austin Riley. What do you see there, Chipper Jones?
I think Austin certainly had his struggles about, you know, 2 or 3 weeks ago where, you know, there was a lot of leaking with his front side. We worked so hard to try and get him to hit the ball at the State Farm sign and right center field just to change his sights, let the ball travel. And every once in a while when he gets in trouble, he leaks towards the shortstop, meaning he steps towards the shortstop, and he'll miss some of those fastballs and sliders on the outside corner off the end of the bat. When he's stepping, you know, more towards the pitcher, more towards second base, and he lets the ball travel, that's when you see him really start to take off. He's really barreled some balls to the opposite field in the last few games. So I see the market correcting with him.
Don't leak, Domino. Mm-hmm. That's what I took out of that. You're leaking. Stop leaking.
Mm-hmm. You can tell me that all day. You know what I'm still not going to do? Hit a fastball. Hit a curveball. Hit a slider. Hit a sweeper. Hit a cutter. You have to have a basis. And they've had a relationship where the baseball conversation is easy for guys like that because they've had that relationship.
All right, then there's Matt Olson.
Yeah, I know.
This one's confusing. No,
well, what happened is Chipper said, I got nothing, and hung up. And then they called him back and said, please, Chipper, please fix him.
And when I say confusing, Chipper isn't confused. Watching Matt Olson swing is confusing.
Ole is such an enigma because his swing is so different from other people's. I mean, a lot of people could say that about Freddie Freeman as well. It's not what you would teach, but it works for him. He's got really long levers. He's got a lot of moving parts. And sometimes his peaks and valleys are a little more drastic than we would like. Obviously, we saw the really, really good Matt Olson last year and setting career highs and basically everything. But he's really scuffling to get everything timed up right now.
It's one thing that I've noticed, and I would love to ask Chipper about this. I think when Matt Olson gets in trouble, his head starts to kind of tilt, mm-hmm. and I don't think he's seeing the ball right. Again, I don't know anything, and I don't know if that makes sense at all, but his head placement, I think when he gets in trouble, that's when he gets in trouble.
So his sight line isn't good, his plane isn't good, something's
yeah,
sort of...
Yeah, that's what I think is happening.
Okay.
Again,
I don't know.
I don't know anything, but I wonder how Chipper would feel about that.
I'll tell you something, right now, if you take that tape, Chipper could get any high school job he wanted in the country.
Sure seems that
way. Tape right there. That's you know what that is? That's an interview right there. That's
yes.
My tape. You want me to interview? Nope, here's my tape. Just chuck it right on the table and go, there it is, and then leave.
And you can hear the entire conversation, like we said, at 680thefan.com and the Fan app. The Braves did hit 3 home runs, 2 by Ozuna, 1 by Arcia last night. Remember, all season long when the Braves hit a home run, you'll score an instant round-tripper discount on a set of Goodyear or Cooper tires. The next day only, as in today, at Tire Discounters. Plus, you'll get a free alignment and free oil change with your tire purchase. And the more home runs the Braves hit, the bigger the deals are at Tire Discounters. Learn more at tiredischounters.com/Brave. I'm being told it's $120 off today.
It was 3 homers last night, right?
That's what I said. Yeah, 2 by Ozuna, 1 by Arcia.
Save the money, folks.
All because Austin Riley was able to beat out that double play upon review.
Okay, let me ask this. If Chipper Jones, I don't think he wants to. He's got kids, he's got a wife, he's got a life, he's got other things he likes to do. If Chipper Jones wanted to actually charge for hitting instructions in this town, in this town. Give me your 8-year-old, give me your 10-year-old, give me your 12-year-old. Maybe I work it up to 15, 16. How much money would he make? You just put a sign up that says chipper, like a neon sign. You build a garage.
Like a lemonade stand? Something similar to that? There's a sign?
No, I just need a neon sign outside of a building that there's going to be a cage.
Yeah.
And it just says chipper on it, open. How much money would he make?
As much as he wanted.
There's no doubt about it.
There is no price. There's no price too high to try to fix your kid if Chipper's going to give the lesson. No price.
I think there'd be people. Now, again, I don't suggest that. This is like, please, don't take everything you own and a loan on top of that to go bet, to gamble. That's not really smart. There's no such thing as a sure thing. I hope you know that. But I know people who would empty out bank accounts. They would throw the money at Chipper. Please make Jimmy better. Please.
Well, I know some people who approached Chipper in the dugout who work here with us and showed them video off their phone of their son playing and asked for tips for free.
I got a feeling I know who that is.
You know what I would do?
I think it's someone that does the Braves Clubhouse Report and the Floyd Leadoff Show.
I'm not naming any names.
I know. You refuse to do that. No, not Domino.
I'd give you one for free. You know what I would do? I'd wet the beak. Now, that's not going to make Jimmy great. I'm only giving you the stuff.
Not Domino, so you're down to one other person. Just to give him a taste.
Mark Bowman?
Yeah, just a taste.
Yeah, Mark Bowman. Yeah, just pesters Chipper
all the time. Well, no, Bowman's playing in a men's softball league. He wants to know, please look at my swing. What can I do? All it would say is Chipper, open.
Last year I thought about the boys were at the game when you and I were down in the dugout. I thought about bringing Nico down and saying, hey, let's go to the cage real quick. Step aside, Matt Olson. Just watch his swing a little bit. Let me know what you think. Seabass, come in here too. You take some swings too.
Chipper loves this stuff. So I am getting...
The Braves, they love having their pregame routine interrupted.
Oh, yeah.
They don't mind.
No. Do it for the kids.
Exactly.
I got a text right now, and all I'm going to tell you is... I'll read what it says. Dear God, Chipper is brilliant. Holy cow. Then I mentioned how much money... I would pay him a kidney.
There you go.
That's the text I just got about the new business venture for
Chipper.
People
would give away organs to help Chipper help their kid hit. They would give away organs. I'll give you my heart, but you'll die. I don't care if it makes my son a better hitter.
Here, take this money. Take it.
The 12 o'clock hour is brought to you by Wade Ford. When we come back, Calvin Johnson.
Now, hold on. Do you think any of those guys were listening? I don't know if they're taking off this afternoon. Maybe they were driving to park their cars here at the stadium.
Maybe
I don't know if they took off last night.
I couldn't tell you.
We're not allowed to just send those clips.
We can.
No, but that's kind of like if I... Hey, Austin, listen to this, and I send it.
Mm-hmm.
That's me being out of line.
But even if they're in New York, they can listen via the Fan app. It's free.
I know, but that's out of line if I do it.
I don't think so. You're just trying to help. Sometimes people need...
What if Amanda sends it? Just says, you know, what do you do when you tag a guy?
Mm-hmm.
She puts it up on the 680 Instagram and says, hey, Austin, listen to this, please.
I mean, right now, give it a shot. It's Chipper Jones. It's not like Amanda's giving the hitting advice. You're giving the hitting advice, or I'm giving the hitting advice. It's Chipper Jones.
I know, but there's got to be a moment where you go, should I really have done that?
Well, you work through that. I don't think it's going to hurt. But then again, I had no feelings. Calvin Johnson.
We'll take out the part where I said Matt Olson, Chipper hung up. He said, mm-hmm. I can't fix him. And you also said he's too confusing.
We'll edit some things here and there. Calvin Johnson tells us why. There's nothing confusing about this. He chose Tech over Georgia. We go on campus next. It's Cellini, it's Domino, it's the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
12:32. Don't fight the groove. Domino Cellini, Cellini Domino, whatever you want to call us, this is music. It's the X Platform question of the day. What's your favorite long song? 5+ minutes.
I decided to play. This is my suggestion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
This got it. This.
Listen, when he died, all he left us was alone.
This has got what the... If you were going to put groove in the dictionary, groove...
It would say, see this song.
Right. If you don't know what a groove is, I would just tell you to listen to this. And I'd go, that's groove. And it keeps layering.
Yep.
It's brilliant. Again, you might not like everything they did. This is killer.
I still say the 60s, the greatest decade. You had Motown. This was in the 70s, I know. But you had Motown. You had British Invasion. You had the California sound. I mean, everything happened. Psychedelic. Everything happened in the 60s that I think changed music forever.
Well, remember, the first 3 years of the 60s, first two were the 50s.
Right.
And if you really think about it, it's like only a 7-year decade where you have everything happening in music. Because it really was like 60, 61, 62 was really just an extension of the 50s.
Getting distracted by the song. Speaking of music, we're giving away a pair of tickets right now to the $25 all-in show courtesy of Live Nation. Yes, all week long, you can go see any show you want for $25. Let's give away a pair right now to caller number 4 at 404-231-1680. If you want to get your pair of $25 tickets, your all-in tickets, go to livenation.com/concertweek. We're talking Chicago and Earth, Wind & Fire, Cole Swindell, Creed, The Doobies, Janet Jackson, Kings of Leon, Pink, Sum 41, Third Eye Blind, Tim McGraw, Santana, Foreigner, REO Speedwagon, Green Day, and Alice. Last but certainly not least, Alice Cooper. So whatever your genre is, it's all there for you at livenation.com for, most importantly, $25. We address what's become a controversy on the worldwide leader a little bit later on this hour. In the meantime, let's hit the books.
The college football voice of the South is going on campus. Presented by Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth or shop online at SubaruofGwinnett.com.
So we apologize. This is a long cut, but this is Calvin Johnson explaining to the world why he chose Georgia Tech over Georgia on a podcast. Give it a listen.
Another big part of that reason why I did go to Tech. I went to my visit to UGA, man. The guy that had me on my visit, my man, like dropped me off at some spot, like, with some other guy. I guess some younger players, maybe some freshmen. I don't know where we got dropped off at. Somewhere in the middle of UGA, big old campus. You know, I'm just, like, there, and we end up going to some crazy-ass club and stuff, and end up the night, like, everybody all drunk. And anyway, it's just a bad situation.
It wasn't for you.
I'm in a situation where I'm trying to learn if I like this place, and I just get dumped in the middle of nowhere. It felt, I mean, I know I'm on campus, but it felt like the projects, you know, just the way the campus dorms looked at the time. So then I go on my visit to Tech. I had my first experience with cannabis. I mean, we're in the middle of Atlanta. We have a great time. Reggie Ball is my host. You know, he take great care of me. I'm like, this is gonna be my quarterback. Like, we gonna vibe like this. Like, I mean, it was like a done deal after that visit.
So, you got high with Reggie Ball, and it changed everything.
Yeah, and it feels
Reggie
like...
Ball, ironically, at times, played like he was high.
He might have been. I don't know. You don't know. But when I hear
is it, man? I don't know. I'll just fire that ball out of bounds,
It's a shame they didn't go out to the quad and have Reggie Ball actually throw him the ball, and then he may have reconsidered.
They just had to get him there. He didn't guarantee he was going to hit him with many passes. When I hear a guy use the word vibe after cannabis has already been brought up, I know what that means. This is going to be great. That guy's got great weed. And then Calvin Johnson did what he did, which, you know, was enough to get him to the NFL, where it really, as we like to say, Nick, took off. How bad could it have been in Athens?
Well, like, apparently,
he didn't dig that scene.
Right. What I'm getting from this is he's not a drinker. He's a smoker.
Smoke.
Yeah. That's what I gathered from that cut. I'm not getting goofed up that way. I'm getting goofed up the other way.
Well, I would blame the people over there who didn't have good intel. The minute he says, no, I don't want to drink, find the weed. See if he wants weed. I don't know. Listen, I guess it worked out for everybody, kind of. Kind of worked out. Didn't work out for everybody. Now, the problem is Reggie Ball played the way he played, where we actually did the he might have been high when he played joke. Didn't work out great for him.
I think Calvin was drafted, what, second overall? So
it worked out for him.
I think it worked okay for
him. Yeah, as far as where he got drafted.
Yeah. He's good.
Let's hope that.
Could have been a better college player.
Yeah, something
they just saw the talent in him.
Something just hit me. Let's hope that the Falcons aren't collecting quarterbacks the way the Lions used to collect wide receivers.
Oh, don't give me the Mike Williams.
It didn't work out very well
for them.
Charles
Rogers.
Yeah, it was bad. Or you know what it is? It might be the equivalent of the Falcons' defensive ends, edge rushers. Except for Calvin.
But they just kept drafting wide receivers.
They had a lot of them. They stockpiled.
And Calvin was really the only one that was consistently good.
Mm-hmm.
Great. He's a Hall of Famer now. So we know that Anthony Edwards has the Minnesota Timberwolves with a 2-0 series lead on the defending world champion Denver Nuggets. And somebody walked through history. If you forgot when Anthony Edwards was here, and you probably did because it was a forgotten season, it was the COVID year. They were 16-16. Their last victory came on March the 11th, the night before the world shut down due to COVID-19. They beat Ole Miss by 18 in the first night of the NCAA or SEC tournament, I apologize, in 2020. He only scored 6 points in that game. He would finish as the conference's third leading scorer, its freshman of the year, only twice after the Maui tournament when he went nuts against Michigan State.
I know.
Would he break 30 points?
It feels like it never happened.
In losses against Florida and South Carolina.
Feels
You're
like
right.
It never happened.
It's exactly what it feels like.
You got nothing out of it. I know COVID certainly made things wacky.
Maybe they would have gone on a run in that SEC tournament. Who's to say? We'll never know.
But he had how many points?
He had 6 points in his final game. 6 points on 13 shots. He missed 11 of those 13 shots.
You know,
that's his final game in a Georgia uniform.
You know what he's got going on now? He might be the most talked about NBA player in the postseason. Jalen Brunson gets run. We're looking at Jokic because he just won the MVP and his team's down 0-2. But in terms of run, pure run, they're talking about Brunson and they're talking about him more than anybody else. Do you know what his shoes? Do you know? You have a 15-year-old kid.
I do.
Yeah. Do you want to know how you know an NBA player is making it big? What's going on with his shoes? He's got the Georgia Red Clay shoes, and I guess they're very, very hot in the shoe world. Like, the ultimate respect comes when people just go, yeah, I know he's in Minnesota. I don't care. I'm buying his shoes.
And the kids on Saturday were watching game one as they were all at the house, and they were all of them, all five of them, rooting for Minnesota, not rooting for Denver. They all love the Ant-Man.
Latest release, quickly sold out on the Adidas website. Georgia Red Clay shoe. By the way, that's the one where he went posterizing on John Collins. He had that shoe on. You know what Adidas did? They said, I don't want to steal it from it. It's the shoe.
And we know about the comparisons to Michael Jordan. Michael was 23 when he had his first 40-point playoff game. Edwards won't be 23 until August. He's got three already. Hey, it's a different league now. I understand all of that. But you understand why the comparisons are there. But to his credit, Ant-Man said, don't do that. He's the greatest of all time.
Can I give you the craziest part about what's going on in the Western Conference Finals? I found this, and you're looking at Edwards, Adidas, Karl Anthony Towns, Nike, Jamal Murray, New Balance, Jokic, 361 degrees. Do you know that sneaker?
I don't.
I don't know what the hell that is. Gilgeous Alexander, Converse, Luka Doncic, Jordans, Kyrie Irving, Anta. All those guys are wearing different sneakers. That's crazy. And I guess they're saying, in terms of sales, Edwards and Adidas are very happy with their relationship.
I think LSU wears Nike, and their head coach, Brian Kelly, when it comes to football, said, we are not in the market of buying players. And unfortunately, right now, that's what some guys are looking for. They want to be bought. We're not going to go out and buy players when a couple of defensive linemen went elsewhere in the transfer portal. Brian Kelly's making a lot of money. LSU, I would imagine, has a large collective. I get the message, but I think you should be in the habit of buying players because you haven't won anything yet.
Yeah. I don't.
Like, Kirby can say that, right? Nick Saban could say that when he was in Alabama. If you're Brian Kelly, you can't say that. I guess that's what I'm saying.
They're all in the habit of buying players. But some just want to talk about it publicly. We're a little bit different. They've bought a player. They bought 5 players, 10 players. I don't know. They just seem to have crapped out in the defensive end part of it. Defensive linemen have not come. Maybe they don't know what the wage is. They don't know the sliding scale that you have to pay for defensive linemen. They just haven't hit that sweet spot yet. They have money, by the way. From what I was told, the LSU collective is okay.
Of course they have money.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Why would you say we're not buying players? You're all buying players. You bought players when this thing wasn't allowed. You bought players somehow, some way.
A really intense conversation this morning during the locker room, 6 to 10 weekdays here on The Fan. Brian Finneran says you should not get paid until after your freshman year, and everybody went against him when it came to that.
No. So the point is, whatever it is you've done, you haven't done it for me or at the college level. Therefore, you get parked, again, like a plane. Love what you did in high school enough. I want you to come play for us. But you're going to go get parked behind the guys who've done something for me. Your money doesn't come until after year one.
And again, if you feel that way, I respect that. But you would better believe there's going to be a lot of negative recruiting.
Sure.
And you are digging a deeper hole for yourself. Well,
you just had the LSU head coach say, we don't pay for players. You know what I'm saying to everybody else who LSU is recruiting along with me? They don't pay for players. Now, you can take it out of any context you want. He said it. He does not mean they don't pay for players. They do. So Finneran's point is you have to be in the college for a year?
Yes. Okay. Show me something first.
Okay.
Before you
hold your
hand out.
I showed you enough. You want to give me a scholarship? I don't know if you know this, Jimmy. Scholarships aren't all that's being given out right now. I can go over there. They're giving me something. Again, if you're Kirby Smart, you can go, I don't like the attitude. I don't like the people you have around you. I don't like how many people are asking for something. I don't recruit you. I'm not doing a blanket statement where I'm not paying a kid coming in. And by the way, here's the thing. Be prepared. Because if he trains on your dime and gets better on your dime, you better have more dimes or else they're looking to go where the money's better. So if you want to tell me you get 1 year where I have them, okay, but you might not get the best.
Some kids may want to go there and say, fine, I'll earn it. But again, you're behind the eight ball. You're in the hole 0-2. To use a baseball analogy, if you're going to tell kids, we're not paying you as a freshman, you're not going to get top-of-the-line players. It's just not going to happen. Again, there's always exceptions to the rule, but for the most part, you're screwing yourself.
Can I tell you the new problem?
Right into the ground.
It's the new-ish problem of all this, too. Now we're starting to hear, like, in the world of professional sports, how much money guys are getting. The problem is when they're delusional. That guy's getting $2.1 million. I'm as good as him. Now, the difference usually is at $2.1 million, you have done something in college. But there's now a delusional factor of how much, because you're hearing Jimmy gets $300,000. Well, I'm as good as him. I was ranked even higher in my class. Doesn't work that way. Jimmy's worth $300,000 because somebody gave him $300,000. You're worth nothing until somebody gives you something.
Yeah, speaking of money, two congressmen introduced a bill Wednesday that would provide the NCAA college conferences and member schools federal protection from legal challenges that stand in the way of their ability to govern college sports. Who's on their side and not on the player's side? How is something like this going to pass through?
They're all looking for an answer to
it's
try
the
to...
It's the Protect the Ball Act, Chris.
Is that really what it's called?
Yes. Legal safe harbor for the entities that run college sports.
Yeah, they've gone to the government and said, help us. Now, again, when you have to go to the government and say, help us, you've been really bad at something. You've put yourself into the proverbial corner. They're looking for a buyout. They're looking for a way out.
Uh-huh.
You know, like I said, you get stuck in a room without a door. They're looking for somebody to build them a door or at least a window.
Remember that scene in Scarface when Robert Loggia's character gets it? And he looks at Mel, the cop, and says, help me. And Mel says, it's your tree. You're sitting in it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling the NCAA. This is your problem.
But you
made this mess.
The NCAA is trying to protect their ass, too, though. So they're going, I don't care what side you line up
on. Of course, Mel got shot, too, so didn't do him any good.
But who got shot first?
Yeah.
The point is,
can't shoot a cop.
The point is, they're all trying to figure out the best way where they can hold on to what it is they have. You've already lost something. You just don't want to lose it all. Because the NCAA is quickly going away. And remember, the government. Government's got to prove that they do things, too. Let's not kid ourselves on this. What do you think? I don't know. How many days are they up in Washington, D.C.? What do you think? They're running around taking cats out of trees? Seriously. They've got a lot of time on their hands, too. They've got to prove that. And if you're in the state of Georgia and it's going well in football, let me tell you what you don't do. Don't go against what we need here to keep being good.
We're fine. We're going to sit this one out. That's what you're saying in the state of Georgia.
The representative from Georgia, I've got nothing. I have gotten nothing. I'm okay with what we're doing right now.
I'm actually going to go to lunch. Anybody need anything?
Skulking out.
I'm taking orders. Finally, John Stallworth, Hall of Famer, went to Alabama A&M. And he spoke at Alabama A&M spring commencement. And he presented the school with a $1.2 million donation after delivering the commencement address, a gift from his foundation, which provides merit-based scholarships to deserving students attending his alma mater.
Perfect.
had John Stallworth on. We told him we thought he was better than Lynn Swann. I think he appreciated it.
Yeah.
Even though Lynn Swann got in the Hall of Fame a year before him.
Lynn Swann doing any of this?
I don't know what
he's
doing.
He going out of that cheating school USC, handing them money?
And we told Lynn Swann the same thing, and I don't think Lynn was happy with us. But you're talking about John Stallworth retiring as the Steelers' career leader in catches, receiving yards, and touchdown receptions.
And the other guy got into the Hall of Fame first.
He is better than Lynn Swann.
Yeah. Lynn was prettier. Lynn got on TV. Lynn went to the bigger school.
But Stallworth was a stalwart.
No doubt about it.
And that's why he deserved to be in the Hall of Fame.
Have we ever asked Tony Dungy if we're right about that? How would Tony diplomatically handle that?
That is a good way to put it. He would know, right? He was there.
He would know.
How diplomatic would he be? Yeah. Next time he comes on, remind. So, Adam, remind Derek to remind me, to remind Chris, to remind me again, to remind Chris to ask Tony Dungy about that.
Or maybe I'll just text Tony and say, hey, Tony.
Yeah.
One answer. You got one word. Mm-hmm. Swan, Stallworth.
You have to take
you
one.
Have to take
Who are you
one.
Taking? Text him during the break.
I'm going to.
See if he responds. Could these NBA players actually cross over to the NFL? I put together a list, Domino, that I think might interest you or infuriate you. We'll find out when we come back. Chiellini, Domino here in your home of the Braves. Off tonight, series in New York with the Mets starts tomorrow at 7:10 here on your flagship for Braves baseball. It's The Fan, 680, 93.7 FM, and The Fan app.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Get high to this.
Enough. Pretty good amount.
Like over under.
Oh, if I'm going to play the Prize Picks, more or less?
Yes.
More. More.
12:56, Chiellini, Domino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. What's your favorite long song? 5+ minutes, the X platform question of the day. This is long. This is Frampton.
This is the makeout parties. Like you just, you drop a.
I never attended those parties.
I know, I'm telling you though.
Boy, did I make up for that later on.
Well, you're a lot like Tiger Woods.
Or did I?
You're like Tiger Woods.
I think I shot myself in the foot is what I did.
Like Tiger Woods.
Hey, the Fangirl, the 680 The Fangirl, is our brand new social media sports content tailored to the ladies. A little less X's and O's, more lifestyle-driven sports content. The 680 The Fangirl page is curated expressly for our 680 female sports fan. Become a 680 The Fangirl today. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok. Domino will entertain and inform BTG style a little past the top of the hour. He will tease you shortly. In the meantime, SB Nation, Domino, because I know you love these things,
yeah,
put together a list of NBA players who they feel could play in the NFL. I want to just run these names by you, just a couple of them.
Why don't you also tell me they could be astronauts? Seriously, just tell me they could be. You want to know why?
They could be ship captains.
They're so fit. They could be astronauts.
Anthony Edwards is one.
Okay, whatever. Sure.
6'4", 225. He already has a receiver's frame and a 6'9 wingspan.
Right.
He'd be a nightmare as a receiver.
Yeah, until he got knocked crackers and didn't show up the next day. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Zion Williamson.
I heard this one.
6'6", 265 to 285.
The guy can't.
That's the weight range.
You can't stay healthy in the NBA.
You better go higher than that. He
I'm
would be a perfect base end in a four-down defense, SB Nation says.
He can't stay healthy in the NBA.
He's not even letting me finish.
No, because I'm going to I'll either say yay or nay.
Okay.
Go ahead. He can't stay healthy in the NBA.
Now, this one's interesting.
Go ahead.
Jalen Suggs, a dual-threat quarterback in the 20 recruiting class. He did get offers from Georgia and Iowa. Ultimately, he chose to go to Gonzaga on a basketball offer.
All in. That guy played. If you got offers from those schools, you got played, you got tape.
Gotcha. And then there's Ja Morant, 6'2", 174 pounds. He could be a vertical field stretcher in the NFL.
Yeah. He'd have to stop doing stupid things, though, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Because the NFL suspends too, right?
He can go up and get the ball if need be. Okay. See, here's the thing. If you've never played football before,
they
and anybody
put
that's
their
played.
Pads on. If John Morant's never played football, you know what I would like? I'll pay $10, $9.99. Uh-huh. You put it on pay-per-view. Let me watch him put his pads on.
Well, here's the thing. If anybody that's played at any level knows one thing, you know the first time you get cracked, again, no matter what level you played at,
no doubt,
you know immediately whether or not this game's for you. The first time you really get planted, you know whether or not you want to continue.
I can find it out sooner. I don't even know if I can put you in a game because I don't even know what rules you know. Let's also talk about that. What do I do? So I remember freshman year of high school. This is not Al Bundy. I'm telling you that people will remember this. What do? You line some dummies up on the ground. You know what you got? You got four holes to choose from. You know what I know? If you go to the very last one, you didn't want to get hit. You didn't want to get hit, but there's no place else to go. You're going to find out pretty quickly. I had a coach tell me, Guido De Torres, say, you know what we look for? The guy who went through the third hole. Not the first, you're trying to get your way sneaky through. Second hole, third hole meant that you knew the contact was coming. If you scoot around to the last one, you were just hoping that you didn't really get a crack nose to nose, face to face. You were hoping maybe you got hit sideways.
And the point is, I don't care how big and strong or athletic you are, a lot of times the mentality is, I don't want to get hit.
No.
When I get hit that first time, I don't want to do this again.
And by the way, here's the other thing.
Let alone at that level.
I love how everybody's a receiver. So, first of all, we don't have to take a hit.
Except for Zion.
Okay.
He's going to do the hitting. He's a defensive end.
Oh, he is. Again, remind me, can he stay healthy in the NBA? He can't.
He's a base down and a four-down defense, base end.
That's hilarious. Okay. So then I'm going to say, I don't know if you could take a hit, but I want you to catch a football and hold on to it, too. Let me tell you what you don't care about the first 58 times you get hit if you don't want to play football, the football. You don't care about it. You don't care.
You get alligator arms, man.
No doubt. Again, everybody found a story, us included, to talk about because it's so ridiculous.
Well, Booger McFarland joined us earlier. What did he say? It's kind of the slower time of the year.
But and, as he said, he's insulted this happened in May. This is supposed to happen in June and July, which is hilarious.
In the heart of the summer.
That's classic.
He's been around ESPN long enough to understand the way the game is played up there in Bristol. The 1 o'clock hour brought to you by AquaGuard. Notice cracked bricks, floor gaps, or bowed basement walls. The experts from AquaGuard can provide a free inspection. If you're ready to fix your sagging, bouncy floors, visit aquaguard.net. Domino Vents BTG style. When we come back, what do you have to tease the folks with?
How much nerve would you have where it could be $1.7 million or nothing? We are going to give you a lesson in music and what sustainability means in the music industry. It pays. I'm going to be able to prove that it pays over a period of time. And how much was a napkin worth? We're going to find out this month.
Beyond the Goatee, when we come back here on your home of the Braves, they are off tonight in New York, starting that series with the Mets tomorrow, 7:10 first pitch on The Fan, 680, 93.7 FM, and, of course, The Fan app.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download The Fan app.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.